Verse 1 says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision," those who create division. "For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness of God, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We come in desperate need, as we always do, as we always are. Lord, we need you. We need to hear from you. We need to spend some time with you in your word. We are gathered here, Lord, because this is the place where you said that you would meet with us, in the place where you've chosen to put your name, in the place where two or three are gathered in your name. And Lord, we pray that tonight you would help us to enter into a spirit and a heart of worship. Lord, would you please quicken our minds? We all know, Lord, that we're so fickle and we're so weak and we're so frail. And we all know that our minds are all over the place. But Lord, we would love to focus on you. We would love to just take a minute and let everything else go and just dwell on you. We pray, Lord, that you will give us that focus of mind, the focus of heart, the focus of spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will bless us, and we pray that you will meet with us. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with all of your dear people. We have so many who can't be with us tonight for different reasons, and we pray for each one. Lord, be with them and help them, comfort them this week. Lord, encourage them. We pray for our loved ones that are going through trials, Lord. Would you heal them? Strengthen them according to your will. We pray, Lord, for those that are in deep trial, that you would send the comfort of your spirit, Lord, and truly bless their hearts. Lord, we pray for our children. We pray for our families. We pray for this city, Lord. We deeply pray for Kingsport. Would you save us? Would you have mercy on us, Lord? Would you stay with us and keep the gospel message of Christ crucified with us as long as you would have us to be here? We ask all of these things and forgiveness of our sin in Christ's name. Amen. Turn with me now to 162, and let's stand together again.
Hover o'er me, Holy Spirit, bathe my trembling heart and brow, fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now, fill me now, fill me now, Jesus, come and fill me now, fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now. Thou canst fill me, gracious Spirit, though I cannot tell thee how, but I need thee, greatly need thee, come, oh come and fill me now, fill. I am weakness, full of weakness, at thy sacred feet I bow. Blessed divine, eternal Spirit, fill with power and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence, come, oh come and fill me now. Cleanse and comfort, bless and save me, bathe my heart and brow. Thou art comforting and saving, thou art sweetly filling now. Fill me now, fill me.
Turn with me, if you would, now to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. You all know the story of Samuel. His mother, Hannah, lent him unto the Lord. She was barren and prayed to the Lord that if he would give her a child, she would lend him to the Lord. And the Lord did, and she did. She lent him to the Lord, literally sent him to serve in the temple of the Lord with the prophet Eli. And 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 says, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And let's really enter into what this is saying. The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. Let's remember that. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision, just like it is right now. This word is precious right now. There's no open vision. Verse 2, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was and Samuel was laid down to sleep. It came to pass that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And Eli said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Verse 7 says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He had been ministering unto the Lord. But Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. I got to thinking about us, our congregation, on Monday morning. As I've told you many times before that I do. I want to show back up on a Wednesday night with a message for you. When I get to my study on Monday morning, it's the same every Monday. You know, now what? And I want to show back up on Wednesday with a message for you. I want to deliver something from God's Word to you that will benefit you and will speak to you and will comfort you and will help you right now in this world, but especially in the world to come, for the world to come. I want to deliver a message that will benefit us unto the world to come. Unto the saving of our souls. I want to deliver a message to you that will save our souls. I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to have a nice fine club here. My desire is to deliver a message that will save our souls. God has a people. God has an elect people, and He is going to save His elect people. He is going to save His elect people. None of them are going to be lost. None. But He said that He has chosen to use the means of preaching His word to quicken His people to Himself. And because He called me to be a preacher, I feel a great responsibility in this. I feel a great responsibility in this. The whole disposing of this is of the Lord. Let me just give me a minute to bear my heart to you here, okay? I know that the whole disposing of this is of the Lord. Everything. Every day, every hour, every second, everyone. I know that. The whole disposing is of the Lord. But I cannot help it. I feel like the lot is cast into my lap. I can't help it. I know that. I tell myself that. But I honestly cannot help it. I feel like the lot is cast into my lap and into the lap of these other men who are called on to preach. The lap of every true preacher all over this world. If you want to have just a little insight to what it feels like to be in this position, this is it. It's very burdening. It's very burdening. I'm constantly thinking past this life. You know, people get sick and they want to go to a doctor and get better, and that's great. I love doctors. But the end is still coming. It's still coming. And it's very, very burdening. It makes me burdened for us. It makes me burdened for a word that will reach us. I want a word that will reach us. I want a word that will break through the hard, dead shells of this body and reach us. I know that in every true congregation all over this world, every true congregation, not false congregation, but in every true congregation all over this world, I know that there will be some adults, I mean every one of them, there will be some adults who know the Lord, but have themselves convinced that they don't know the Lord. And they'll worry about it, and they'll stress over it, and they'll ponder it, and they'll cry about it, and they'll question it. That's so. There are people who just cry to me and cry to me. I just don't think I know the Lord. And I think you know the Lord better than I know the Lord. And then I also know that there will be some adults who don't know the Lord, but they have themselves convinced that they do. And they won't question their standing before God one bit, and they won't cry over it, and they won't stress over it. And that troubles me. That troubles me. That burdens me. I am sincere as eternity. That burdens me. It burdens me to reassure those who truly do know the Lord. I want to bring reassurance to men and women who truly do know the Lord. And it burdens me to tear down the false assurance of those who don't know the Lord. It burdens me. Along with the adults, I believe, and I truly do believe this. I mean, I really do believe this. I believe that there are some young people, young adults, teenagers, even in some cases younger than teenagers. I believe this. Even in some cases younger than teenagers. I believe there are some young people who know the Lord. I really do. But they don't know that they know the Lord. And they think about it. And they ponder it. And they question it. Wondering. I wonder if I'm saved. Has anybody ever asked themselves that question? I wonder if I'm saved. And then sadly, I also believe that there will be in every true congregation young people who do not know the Lord and just flat do not care. Just do not care. They just assume they're fine with God and their families are fine with God. And they think, well, if my parents are saved, I'm sure I'm saved too. But they just really have no heart for these things. And they'll grow up having no heart for these things. And that troubles me. That troubles me. That burdens me. I do not want to watch these children grow up and fly this coop unless they fly to where the gospel is. I know that I can't save anybody. I know that. I know that I cannot save anybody. I cannot save myself. I cannot save my children. I cannot save you, and I cannot save your children. But I tell you what I can do. By God's grace, I tell you what I can do. I can preach to us the God who can. I cannot save anybody. I know that I cannot save anybody. But by God's grace, if He has given us the ability to do this, we can preach this word. We can preach God's word, the word of Christ, the word concerning Jesus Christ and Him crucified. By God's grace, we can preach this word that is able to make all of us wise unto salvation. I don't understand how salvation works. I don't understand how the Spirit of God moves. And I don't understand how and when He convinces men, women, boys, and girls of sin and of righteousness and of judgment and of all these things. But He does. And He uses His own word to do it. And He uses words out of here that I don't know He's using. It, one statement can be made and God just break a heart with it, pierce a soul with it. There may be something I preach thinking, well, this will reach everybody, and it reaches nobody. And there may be something that I'd never remember in a million years, and it just, you know. This word, God said, is able to make us wise unto salvation. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1 with me. Second Timothy 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. This is what Paul is telling Timothy. Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker, be a partaker. Be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel, through the preaching of the gospel. All of that comes through the preaching of the gospel. The preaching of the Word of God. Look at chapter 3, 2 Timothy 3, verse 14. Paul said, "But continue thou. I have a word of exhortation for us tonight. I don't have a story and I don't have a heartwarming illustration. And I wish I did, but I don't. I just have an exhortation. Continue thou. Verse 14 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." They're all taught of God. All of God's people are taught of God. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof," that means proof, proving, "for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." Chapter 4, verse 1 says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom." Verse 2, he said, "Preach the word." Preach the word. Preach the word. "Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word. And to all who hear the word, this is our exhortation tonight. Hear the word. Hear the word. Hear the word. I already heard the word. Hear it again. I already preached the word. Preach it again. Just keep preaching the word. This is the power of God. We're saved by the power of God. This is the means of the power of God. Look at Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 22, it says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Preach the word. Hear the word. Gather around the word. Know the word. You say, "I already know it." Yeah, but our children may not. Our spouses may not. If I say, "Yeah, but I already know it," I may not. Where are you going with all this, Gabe? Here's where I'm going with it. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. I don't want that to be me, and I don't want that to be you. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Did he worship the Lord? Yeah. Did he serve the Lord? Yeah. I'm sure he witnessed to the Lord. I'm sure he... many things, but here's the one thing he didn't have. He did not know the Lord. He did not know the Lord. He knew the temple. He knew the service. He knew the prophet. He didn't know the Lord. Every soul in this room would be wise to put himself or herself in Samuel's shoes. Every soul in this room would be wise to say to God the same thing Samuel said. Would you please speak to me, Lord? Would you please speak to me? I'm listening. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I'm listening. If you will speak to me, I'll listen. Speak the word only and I'll be healed. You speak the word only and I'll be healed. This is life eternal, that I may know you. Everybody, listen. This is life eternal, that we may know Jesus Christ. Not just know who he is, but know him. Oh, that I might know you. Oh, that I might know you. That's what we read for our scripture reading. Paul, in Philippians 3, he said that I might know you and the power of your resurrection. Not just know about it, but have an intimately joined union with it. And the fellowship of your sufferings, being made conformable unto your death. I want to know you, and I want to know that I was joined to your death. I don't care how old any person is in this room. I don't care how young any person is in this room. Eli told Samuel, say this to the Lord. I'm telling us all, say this to the Lord. The Apostle Paul there said, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. I want to strongly exhort every soul here, young and old, myself included, on your own behalf, on your parents' behalf, on your siblings' behalf, on your spouse's behalf, on your children's behalf, on your neighbor's behalf, on your community's behalf, forget those things which are behind. Reach forth unto those things which are before, and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How do we do that? Lord, speak to us. Speak to us. Have mercy on us. Save us. Lord, if I don't know you, reveal yourself today. Today. Lord, if I've never seen you, open my eyes today. If I've never heard your voice, open my ears today. I'm crying that too. What do you mean you're crying that? You're the preacher. I'm telling you, we would all be so wise to put ourselves in Samuel's shoes. Like dear brother John Newton said, he said, 'Tis a point I long to know. Often it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? The last verse of that poem says, let me love thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today. Help me to start right now. He said, Lord, I do not assume on my love for you, and I don't assume on your love for me. Let's not assume. Let's not assume. I'm crying out for mercy, just like those two blind men last Sunday night. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy. Please have mercy. John Newton said, Lord, if I've never loved you before, help me to begin right now. By your ability and your permission, by your authority and your power, I would love to right now. I'd love to right now. I want to strongly encourage every adult here, every man, every woman. I want to strongly encourage every teenager here. Every teenager here. Okay? And I want to encourage every one of you children who are old enough to understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? What about you? You understand what I'm saying? I want all of us to say to God in the sincerity of our heart, Lord, if you will speak to me, I will listen. Lord, if you would speak to my heart, if you would open my heart, it'll be opened. Lord, if you will open my ears, they will be open, and I'll hear you. If you would open my understanding, I'll know you. Lord, speak to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. How does he talk to us? Does he speak out loud? No. He speaks to us through his word, by giving us faith in his word. We start to see him in his word. We start to hear his voice in his word. We believe him. Lord, if you will speak to me, I'll listen. If you'll call me, I'll come. The commandment to all of us is come to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we do that? At his command. By faith in the heart, when he says, come, we come. Eli said, Samuel, that's what I want you to do. I want you to say, Lord, if you will speak, I will listen. And he said, I want you to say that because if you do, and this is important, let me close the message with this. He said, I want you to say that because if you do, that will be the evidence of something, not the cause. All of us adults and teenagers and children too, if you understand what I'm saying. Us saying this to the Lord is not the cause of our salvation. Not at all. He said, if you truly, sincerely say that in your soul, it will be the evidence of something. Let me show it to you and then I'll be done. Go back to 1 Samuel 3. Verse 9. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9. It says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be. There's no question in the matter. It shall be. Now watch these next few words. If he call thee. He is the cause. This is going to start with him. He said, if he call thee, then thou shalt say. If he does not call us, we will hear this. You know, a man will stand up and pour his heart out. Just pour his heart out. And then we'll all listen to the man and it'll go in one ear and out the other, and we won't care and we won't give it a second thought in this world. We'll just go on about our business. But Eli said, Samuel, if he does call you, if he calls you, if he does something in you, if he reveals the truth and he reveals Christ to you, then you will say. This will be the evidence of his work in you. You will say down deep in your soul, speak, Lord, I want to hear from you too. While you're calling others, call me. While you're blessing others, bless me. Speak, Lord, Master, God, King, Sovereign, speak to me. I see you for who you are. I know you as the God and Savior that you are. You are high, I am low. You're the master, I'm the servant. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. If he does speak, He will speak the truth. We're not going to read it, but if you know what comes next in this story, he will speak the truth. He'll speak the absolute truth, but he will speak the gospel. He'll speak the gospel. He will speak peace through the blood of his cross. This is my prayer. Honestly, may God reveal Christ to us. May God reveal Christ to us. May we know the Lord. May God give us all true faith in him. All of us. All of us. And I pray God will give every soul here a heart to say, speak to me, Lord. Cause me to know you. Cause me to know you. For Christ's sake.